The solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Assumption are often the two misunderstood dogmas of the Church, especially by our brothers and sisters who are not Catholic. They think that Mary is in the same level as God, or that we give her too much focus and devotion that is lacks away from God. But perhaps that is a misunderstanding, because when we read the scripture very clearly today, we know that Mary, and even in our life, even in our prayer, Mary never holds anything to herself. She always brings all of our prayers and all of the glory to God. Today we heard in the scripture reading, especially in the gospel, when the angel Gabriel came to Mary and said, "Hail, full of grace." So in Latin, it's Ave Maria, gratia plena. But in Greek, the word gratia plena, or full of grace, is kerachitomene. And that word kerachitomene only exists one time. Only exists one time in the scripture. So that when we read a word, and a word only exists one time in the scripture, all biblical scholars tell us that is oftentimes a special name or a special title given to someone. So who do we see a special name or a special title given to someone in the Old Testament? Abram to Abraham, right? And then to the name Israel. And also, even our most beloved first pope, Simon to Peter. When God changes someone's name, he gives that person a new mission. And for Mary, he gave her a new name, full of grace. And this is where the original language comes into great importance. The word kerachitomene is actually a feminine passive voice. So what did that mean? This grace did not earn from her. This grace is given to her by God. And it's a feminine voice because Greek has masculine and feminine words. And so this is the word that's given to her especially. And because she is full of grace, and this grace did not come from her, this power did not come from her, but given to her by God. Full of grace. And that grace, as we have heard, Mary continued to share it with other people. What the first thing that she did after the Angelus or the Annunciation. She went and shared that joy with her cousin Elizabeth. And we have heard also that in the second reading today from St. Paul, said very clearly that in him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplished all things according to the intent of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hope in Christ. Sometimes our brothers and sisters who are not Catholic tells us that Mary, what we believe in Mary is not real, it's made up. But the Church even said, even Mary, our Blessed Mother, was saved by grace. But her grace is a different type of grace than our grace. In the Church, we call it preeminent grace. The grace from the merits of Christ on the cross given to her ahead of time. So even she is saved by the grace, by the power of God, because she first believed. And through her whole life, we have seen her, just like what St. Paul said today, she exists, she lived for the praise and the glory of God's name. So in Mary, we see the example of what it means to be a perfect disciples of Christ, what it means to truly believe in God, and what it means to be the one who shares the message of the good news to other people. In Mary, we see a great example of what it means to be a Christian. So today, my brothers and sisters, even our Blessed Mother reminds us that all of us are in need of God's grace, because the grace that we are full of is not given to us, or we do not earn the grace by ourselves, but given to us from the power and the goodness of God. And how are we living in His grace? How are we sharing that grace to other people? And today, we celebrate Mary as the new Ark of the Covenant. Just like the old Ark of the Covenant only had the staff of Moses, the Ten Commandments, and sometimes the manna inside. Imagine, though, Mary at the new Ark of the Covenant do not only hold within her womb the vestiges or the symbols of the old covenant. She holds within her womb the covenant itself, Jesus Christ. So she teaches us too that each and every one of us need to be the one who holds Jesus Christ within our heart, within our life, within our being, so that we can share Christ with other people. May we pray to our Blessed Mother, and may we imitate her virtues, and especially her virtues of obedience and humility, so that when God glorifies us, when He fills us with His grace, we don't say, "I'm better than you, I deserve it." But may we say like Mary, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Humility moves us to love, and love moves us to preach Christ. And when we preach Christ, we live Christ. And when we live Christ, the whole world will know that we no longer belong to ourselves, but we belong to God, and it is God whom we share. May Mary, our Blessed Mother, pray for us and intercede for us. May her Immaculate Conception always inspire us to have a pure heart to love God always.